It's time for Blessed to Play on EWTN Radio, uncovering the role that faith plays in the lives of sports professionals from around the country. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Fire, score!
Welcome, everyone, to 30 Minutes of Spiritual Sports Radio. I'm Ron Meyer. Our guest today can be seen on any given Sunday throwing the rock for the NFL's San Diego Chargers. Phillip Rivers is a four-time Pro Bowl selection and is one of the most prolific passers in the history of the National Football League. Apart from the gridiron, Phillip looks to his Catholic faith in becoming the man God desires him to be. Faith, family, and football are marks of this NFL pro. Joining us from San Diego, California is Phillip Rivers. Phillip, welcome to Blessed to Play.
Yeah, thanks, Ron. Glad to be here.
Now, you're the son of a high school football coach, so during your youth, you didn't have to look very far to see what the sport of choice was in the Rivers household. Tell us when you first put on the pads and or the flags, and did you know early on football would be your go-to game?
Yeah, you know, growing up the son of a coach was certainly special, and I grew up around all of my dad's teams. You know, I was a ball boy as soon as, a water boy as soon as I could, was old enough and big enough to carry those water bottles, and then I stepped up to a ball boy when I got a little bit older, and so I was always around his teams and those quarterbacks and their huddles, and really learned the game from being around those practices and everything. And you know, I didn't play organized football, didn't put on a helmet actually until the seventh grade, but I felt like I was even way further ahead without playing, just from being around the game, being around the teams, watching my dad coach, watching those quarterbacks play. And I knew very early on, I made a poster actually in the fifth grade that what I want to be when I grow up, and I cut out a Sports Illustrated cover that had a football player on it and put my little fifth grade face on there, and I knew I wanted to be a quarterback at an early age, and so I truly am living a dream right now.
All right, so you get to play for your dad at Athens High School in Alabama, and I'm sure when playing for your father there is a heightened level of expectations to perform that goes along with that. Did this play a part in forming that mental and competitive toughness, which is characteristic of Phillip Rivers?
Yeah, you know, it did. My dad coached with a great deal of passion and enthusiasm. And, you know, I think the neatest thing, too, is my dad coached the every guy the same from a standpoint of putting in his effort and time, whether you were the best player on the team or the worst player on the team. He coached you and wanted you to take more from it than just football. He hopefully taught you some life lessons, and you built some traits with discipline and toughness and those things that you could carry with you in whichever field you went. And dad always knew if practice wasn't going good and there really wasn't a single person to get after, he could get on to me to try to get some energy going and spur us in the right direction. But I couldn't wait to play for him, and then it went by all too fast. But so many great memories of playing for him. I really owe a lot to him for the way I was developed as a player and a man.
That's good stuff. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. I'm chatting with Phillip Rivers of the San Diego Chargers. Now, after high school, you decide to go play for Chuck Amato and the North Carolina State Wolfpack. What schools did it come down to before signing day, and why did you choose to go down and play in Raleigh?
Well, I had a handful of options. Not a ton. I wasn't, as they would be called now, I wasn't a five-star recruit, but I had some options. In the state of Alabama, there's Alabama and Auburn, and Alabama had two quarterbacks that were young, and they didn't really want me that much. Auburn actually wanted me to play a little tight end, so I was a little. They wanted me, but they were saying that the quarterback probably wouldn't be my spot, so that scared me away there. But there was a few other options, but I tell you, it's NC State was the first school that ever offered me a scholarship, first school I ever got a letter from, and you just there's something about that school that you know really wants you. And I graduated from high school early, so I actually graduated in December. So I was able to get into that first spring training there in Raleigh in 2000, my freshman year, and I was able to start 4 years there. So Raleigh's a great place. It was a special 4 years there, and certainly wouldn't change a thing.
Now, while at North Carolina State, you shattered every passing record, and you led your team to four consecutive bowl games, including the 2003 New Year's Day Gator Bowl victory over some Catholic school in South Bend, Indiana. How did that win over Notre Dame in the Gator Bowl rank in the highlight reel of your college career?
It was certainly right up there. Certainly being a Catholic, Notre Dame was one of my favorite teams growing up, and I actually wanted to go there as a young kid, and they didn't really recruit me, and I went to camp up there though, just to see the campus and get to come out of there and get to come out of the tunnel there and all those, like you see in the movie Rudy. And it was awesome getting to play them, one of my granddad's favorite teams, and being in a bowl game and the New Year's Day bowl. It was certainly ranks up there as one of my favorite games there at NC State.
Now let's move on to the 2004 NFL draft. It was quite a quarterback class featuring Eli Manning, Ben Roethlisberger, and yourself. And I get a chuckle out of this knowing what you have done in your career. There were questions going into the draft about your arm strength and your unorthodox sidearm throwing motion from some NFL general managers. But you obviously put the critics to rest. Take us through what it meant for you and your family when the Chargers called and your goal of playing in the NFL became a reality.
Yeah, it was it's hard to put into words, really. I mean, and you know, to know you're taking, you know, then our young family with just my wife Tiffany and oldest Hallie, we're fixing to move across the country to San Diego and start that next chapter in your life. It was awesome. I mean, you finally felt like, golly, you're fixing to go reach the highest level you can be in football. And it was a crazy process. You mentioned the reasons why, and kind of I was going to be a mid-round pick and then went to the Senior Bowl and had a good week. And I tell young guys now, all it takes is one team to like you. They can't all 32 take you. And the Chargers were that team, and it's certainly been a blessing being out here now, you know, going into year 9, been here my whole career. And what a crazy day with the draft and drafting Eli, the Chargers, and the Giants took me in the trade. And it was certainly a play on our emotions for sure that hour or so when we weren't real sure where we were going to end up. But, you know, certainly thankful to be here, and it's been a fun 8 years.
Blessed to play Ron Meyer here with NFL quarterback Philip Rivers. I want to jump to the start of your pro career in 2004. Breaking in as the starting quarterback didn't come easy. In fact, you were the third string quarterback behind Doug Flutie and Drew Brees during your rookie season. And then in 2006, you got your shot when the Chargers didn't sign Brees. Looking back, did that time on the sideline benefit you in understanding more fully the pro game?
It did. It's one of those things that like there can be in many areas and different times in your life. You, when you're in the midst of it, you don't really understand it. I didn't really enjoy it. I wanted to be out there playing, and there were some tough times during those 2 years. But when I could step away and look at it from afar, and then after going through the 2 years, when I got playing in 2006, I really appreciated those 2 years. I learned a lot because I'd never been on the sideline. I'd always played, and every team I'd been on, I was always out there on the field. So I learned a lot. I learned a lot from Drew and Doug Flutie. And then I was able to just kind of, you know, get my feet up under me and watch the game from the sideline, learn like crazy, still prepare and study. I was able to get my feet planted in that locker room, start to build some trust and camaraderie with my teammates. So yeah. When I was given that opportunity, I was ready to go. And certainly I do feel like that 06 season, some of the success we had as a team, and I was able to play at a decent level, certainly owe a lot of that to what I learned and was able to gather in those 2 years.
Now, I want to talk about this toughness that you have. You played in the 2007 AFC Championship game with a torn ACL. You put your career on the line by going out there. I often say a team sport helps one die to oneself because you have to play on behalf of your teammates. Is this a philosophy, not to let down your teammates, this mindset, an important part of your makeup as a player and person?
It certainly is. I think that's what's the great thing about team sports and to me about football is it's such a test of character and will, and at the same time, it's really trusting and laying on the line for the guy next to you. That particular game, I've gotten a lot of credit and pats on the back about playing through that injury, and you know, there was more to it, and you know, I've told the story many times. It's been documented, but you know, tearing my ACL in the previous game against the Indianapolis Colts,
yeah,
on the 13th of January. But you know, the Saint Sebastian's feast day is January the 20th, which was the day that game fell on, and it was a real emotional and spiritual week for me that week. I was rehabbing and doing all the things I could to play. And there was times throughout that week where I just thought there was no chance I'm going to be able to play in this game, but certainly had some help through the prayers and intercession of St. Sebastian, and certainly it was a it was one of those moments. We've all had those moments where spiritually you felt either more connected or obviously those, I was empowered in a way that it was way more than me. I wasn't in pain out there. It was really unbelievable. It's such a great spiritual week for me. And St. Sebastian is obviously done his fair share of prayers and working throughout my career.
Well, beautiful intercession from a powerful saint for sports. Blessed to play Ron Meyer, joined by San Diego Charger quarterback Philip Rivers. Now, you personally have had many great games thus far during your career. Has there been a defining special moment for you in the NFL?
Well, it's tough to put in one. I think my first year in 06, we kind of eased in. We ran the ball a lot. We obviously had LaDainian Tomlinson, a great back. And it really, I thought that when I really, the game that I said, all right, hey, I'm a quarterback in the NFL, was against Pittsburgh at home in that 2006 season. It was the third or fourth game of the year, and we won at home. It was a Sunday night game, I believe, and we threw it 30-something times. It was kind of like I was officially felt in that game. I remember thinking in my head, I'm one of the guys here. I mean, I can do this, you know. Yeah. And that's one game early in my career. I think going back to that Colts game, that playoff game where I ended up getting injured, was another where we, you know, it was a game to go to the AFC Championship. That game sticks
right
out. But it's hard to pinpoint them. I appreciate every game and every opportunity to get to go out there and play, and it's always certainly an honor.
Now, has your desire to get your team to the Super Bowl and win the big game intensified, a sense of urgency as you go into your ninth NFL season?
You know, I can't say that I want to win anymore or going to try any harder. If so, I've been short in the last 7-8 years. But certainly the sense of urgency, if there's a way it can turn up, you certainly have to find ways to do it, because you see that careers don't last forever, unfortunately. Most of them don't go 9 years, but fortunately going into year nine, you're going to have another opportunity for our team and organization to make another run at it. And it's the ultimate goal of any competitor is to win a championship of any team. And, you know, it's funny because everybody, you hear people getting caught up in, oh, I want to win a ring. I want to win the championship, the trophy, this and that. And to me, it's more about the journey to get you there. And I think that experience with your teammates, to be able to get to the top, and then to look back in the journey that we went on, and the practices and the hard days and the meetings, and the sense of accomplishment with, you know, 60 guys plus the coaches and the whole organization would be quite special, and certainly a goal of ours.
When we come back, we'll look into the faith life of this NFL quarterback. More with Philip Rivers. Keep it here. You're listening to Blessed to Play.
I turned from a recreational drug user to a drug addict. That took me to my knees. I lost a family, almost two families. I lost friends. Now that I'm back in the Catholic Church, I'm a new person. I love it. I love it. My heart's there. I took communion after 18 years, and the rest of the Mass I sat and cried. God restored my life. God restored my family. God restored my love.
If you've been away from the Catholic Church for any reason, visit CatholicsComeHome.org today.
Next time you visit EWTN.com, be sure to check out the religious catalog section. You'll find a wide variety of Catholic products. From Bibles to rosaries, there's something for everyone. And you can order online. It's easy, safe, and secure. Shop the religious catalog 24 hours a day at EWTN.com.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. And now, here's your host, Ron Meyer.
Welcome back to Blessed to Play. I'm Ron Meyer, continuing my discussion with four-time Pro Bowler and San Diego Charger quarterback, Philip Rivers. Philip, talk about your faith formation as a boy growing up in Alabama, widely regarded as part of the Bible Belt.
It definitely is. Certainly a minority, to say the least, being a Catholic there in North Alabama, and certainly that Catholic community has grown quite a bit in the last 15 years since I was confirmed there. I was confirmed there when my confirmation class was 15 of us in the whole county. So,
wow.
Didn't have very many buddies that were living the faith and Catholic. But, you know, my mom and dad both, we raised me in the faith and never missed Mass on Sundays, obviously. And that simple thing, you know, there's so many many gifts and great things about our faith. But that simple thing of to never miss Mass on Sundays and really stuck with me throughout and off to when I went to college. You know, and you're on your own now for the first time as a young man, and mom's not there to wake you up, and you're on a ride to Mass, and you have to really take it on your own. And so many nowadays lose their faith at that moment. But
right.
That simple thing, never miss Mass, it was so instilled in me that there was no way I was going to miss. And obviously, that's one thing that stands out. There's obviously so much more to living our faith than just going to Mass on Sundays.
Right.
But that there and receiving those graces in the Eucharist really is what I think was the foundation of my faith as a young boy. And I think, like I said, there's way more to it. But having that foundation, sometimes just something that it's, you know, that simple can keep you in the state of grace and keep you receiving the sacraments and going on Sundays and making that which it should be the top priority will keep you in the faith and keep allowing you to grow in your faith.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about that. I think there comes a time in everyone's life when you have to take ownership of your own faith, and this plays out differently for each individual. Did you have a time in your life when your relationship with Christ and the church became more deeply rooted and committed?
Well, you know, I think it took a step when I went off to college as an 18-year-old boy, and again, it was my own duty and obligation to get my own self up and go to Mass and alone and by yourself. And then it really really continued to ascend when I got married after my freshman year to Tiffany. And Tiffany was she was a convert. She grew up right there in Decatur, Alabama, with me, as you mentioned, in that Bible Belt. And she was coming into the church. She actually received her first communion the day before we got married. So that her journey to the faith and her conversion really was it was our whole family. My mom played such a big role in facilitating her desire to learn more about her faith. Therefore, I was in some ways relearning my faith, and in some ways learning for the first time. And that step in our spiritual bond, Tiffany and I's, and in that union, before getting married, was really another step. And really, you know, my mom used to always say, you get married to help your spouse go to heaven. And so
yeah.
Her and I journey now to help one another and obviously now raise our kids is certainly special.
Yeah, great advice. Now, you and Tiffany have 6 children, so you're living out this fruitful, procreative aspect in your married life. This openness to life, talk about the blessings of a large family for you and Tiffany.
Yeah, it's certainly been a blessing. And, being open to life and letting God have his hand and will in it, maybe it would have been only 2 kids, maybe it's 3, whatever. It's for us, it's God has blessed us with 6 children to this point, and there's certainly been trials and hard times and ups and downs and sleepless nights and all those things, but it's been such a wonderful blessing, and it's really, you know, the natural family planning that we practice is so it's been such a blessing to our marriage as well. You know, sometimes you can think,
yeah,
you have all those, you have 6 kids, how has that been with your relationship? But we've grown, we're even way closer and better friends now than we were 10 years ago, and there's just more love in the house now with the 6 children. But it's you keep that honeymoon and friendship in the marriage, and it's been awesome, and then you love through your kids. You know, I see Tiffany, whether she's changing a diaper and cooking supper, and boom, 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 and then it's just kind of like, wow, you know. You love through parenting, and certainly awesome. The oldest now is almost 10, and the youngest is about 7 months. So there's never a dull moment at our house, and it's really now really it's been so much joy and raising our kids in the faith now, and the questions they ask, and seeing them, making the sign of the cross or reminding you about this prayer, that prayer. And it's quite special.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. I'm chatting with NFL quarterback Philip Rivers. Now, you play on Sundays, which is our Lord's Day. So before you go out on the field, you have to make time for God by going to Mass. How do you go about making God a priority on those busy Sundays during the NFL season?
Yeah, it's funny, Ron, because as a young boy, even way back, I dreamed of and had goals of and truly believed I would one day be playing in the NFL, I had concerns about it. Now, wait a minute, I have to go to Mass on Sunday. How is this going to work? I mean, is it going to be, you're so worried about it as a young boy not to realize that certainly you're going to have time to do that. But on the road, we certainly have a team priest that travels with us, so Mass is available at the team hotel on the road or even at home at the team hotel. But when we're at home, I go to our parish here in San Diego, go to Mass, receive the Eucharist, and then go get to play the game you love. It's certainly doesn't get much better than that. And on the road, I've really I used to just go right there in the hotel, which certainly the Eucharist is the same either way. But I've really in the past few years started going to the an old cathedral or a parish in the city we're in.
Yeah.
And that's you know, it's not very often do you get to be in you know, Chicago and get to go there to St. John's, that historic cathedral there, or wherever we are. And so it's that was always another part of our faith that was so special to me. Going to Raleigh, going to San Diego is the oneness of our faith and
right.
our church is
right.
Wherever you go, the readings are the same, the Mass is the same. We're all one. And that's always put Tiffany and I at peace, whether we're in Raleigh or San Diego, wherever I can go on the road, as you feel at home. When you get to walk into church, walk into Mass, and celebrate Mass there before games or
anywhere around the world, for that matter. The universality of the church is a beautiful thing. Now, what impresses me about your public stance as a Catholic athlete is your willingness to talk about purity, which I believe is not only a struggle for men, but impurity is destroying how males live in right relationship, especially in marriage. How important is it for men to live a pure life? And do you have any words of encouragement to those listening today?
Yeah, well, it's very important. And I think too often, too, you see that. And, you know, I know he's a friend of both of ours and a great soldier for our faith. And Jason Everett is so great with the chastity with the teams and all around the country and all around the world. And but so many, I think, real think that the purity and the chastity, all that stops when you get married too. And I think, and that's it's certainly a huge part of the married life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Both regarding the intimacy with your wife, and obviously the way TV is now and the pornography and all that. There's so many distractions and ways to be sucked in, and you got to certainly always be on guard. And I think with purity, with anything the other side, you attack it by staying in prayer and staying close to the sacraments. And that gives you that armor and that grace to fight off all those temptations.
Amen to that. Blessed to Play, Ron Meyer. I'm here with Philip Rivers of the San Diego Chargers. We have a few minutes remaining, but I want to ask you, as a high-profiled athlete, there are many demands put on you, and I'm sure it's easy to get sucked into the busyness that life entails. Does your faith help you to stay focused on the things that matter and what you give your time to?
It really does. I think first, I got a great wife and Tiffany. Our bond, our team, you know, we're a team. That certainly helps. And then having the children, having our family, our young family. And it's for me, and you mentioned it, it's faith, family, football, and keeping it prioritized that way. Really, obviously faith is most important, then your family, and then the football. And it trickles down. When the faith and your family are intact and they're flourishing, the football is at its best. And, you know, again, it's a family. We pray together. We try to eat together. And we go to Mass, all six of us. I keeping all those things,
yeah.
It does. It keeps you grounded. But, and most importantly, it's John Martinoni, who you may know, and he said once at a men's conference that our job is to get to heaven and take as many people with us as we can. And I think keeping that in mind at all times allows you to day to day. And certainly, you know, you fall and you get back up, and you fall and you get back up, and you keep climbing and striving to be a saint.
Yeah, great advice. Now, Philip, I know the media and football pundits will remember you for your athletic talent, but I get the feeling you would want your legacy to be the dedicated husband you are and how you raised those six gifts thus far God gave you and Tiffany. Would that be right?
It definitely would be. I think the football is certainly what's most visible to the public, but that really isn't what defines me. There's certainly, in times, the way I play is a product of some of the traits and characteristics I have, but I would hope that, you know, people that have come in contact with me would know me as a good teammate, a good man, a faithful man, and a man of God. And I think, you know, and that's what it's all about. I've always said the touchdowns are fun, and the Sunday afternoons when there's people going crazy and you winning games are fun, but it really is keeping that Faith Family Football in line and driving home to Tiffany and those kids after a game, win or lose, that brings me the most joy.
Yeah. Well, Philip, all the best with the Chargers, and I thank you for your public witness to your faith. I know that comes with sacrifice and resolve. And as St. Paul says, imitate me as I imitate Christ. You're obviously trying to live out that in your life as an athlete and family man. I appreciate your time, and thanks for joining us here on Blessed to Play.
Thank you, Ron. Glad to be a part of it.
Hey, Blessed to Play fans, don't forget to check us out on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. And be sure to follow the show on Twitter at Blessed to Play. For Philip Rivers, I'm Ron Meyer, asking you to compete well for the faith in your everyday lives.
You've been listening to Blessed to Play with host Ron Meyer on the EWTN Global Catholic Network. If you have a question or comment about today's show, feel free to email us at info@blessedtoplay.com. That's blessed, the number 2, play.com. You can also connect with the show on the web at www.blessedtoplay.com. Again, that's blessed, the number 2, play.com. Join us again next time for Blessed to Play on the EWTN Global Catholic Network.
Mothers in love plus fathers in love equal families in love. Your whole family deserves the love mom and dad discover on a worldwide Marriage Encounter weekend. Marriage Encounter is 44 hours where married couples can get away from jobs, kids, chores, and phones and focus only on each other. If you'd like greater depth, growth, and enrichment in your relationship, you'll like the difference a worldwide Marriage Encounter weekend can make. Join millions of couples worldwide who have learned how to keep their marriage vibrant and alive. Just call 1-800-795-LOVE for weekend dates and locations scheduled in your area, or visit our website at www.wwme.org for more information. That's 1-800-795-LOVE for a weekend of discovery, a lifetime of love.